back to the Power of Prayer Spring Pledge Drive on AM 1160. The Quest, I'm Dave Savage, and I am the programming and production manager here at The Quest. And we got a lot of things going on here. So this hour, kicking off this hour, oh boy, Tony, I should have practiced this before before we went on the air. So you're going to have to help me with your last name, Tony.
Yucita Velez.
Over in the mic there.
Yeah, Yucita Velez.
Okay, Yucita Velez. Okay, well, that's not that hard. We also have Matt Allen here. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
And Father Kevin Peek. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Dave.
Yeah. Dave.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's fine. That's fine. Oh. You know, and I just want to explain one thing real quick to the listeners. This is such a hectic, like, we've just got like a few minutes to shoo the last people out of here and get the new people in, and we haven't even had a chance to talk. And one of the other things I do, well, you know, we've got things going on, is I get a student on the air, on the phone here, and right now we have Megan Snipes from Immaculate Heart of Mary School. Good morning, Megan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So each hour of the pledge drive, we like to lead off with prayer. So, Megan, are you all set to do that for us this morning?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead. Anytime you're ready.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. So if you wouldn't mind, Megan, what grade are you in?
I'm in seventh grade.
Seventh grade. What are some of your favorite subjects at school?
I like science, religion, social studies, and math.
Okay. And you know what? Just by the way you said that, I bet you're a good student. You get good grades, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured you did. Excellent. Well, thank you very much for being a part of our pledge drive this morning and praying with us.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, take care, Megan. Bye-bye. I love having the kids on to do the prayer here. This is the Power of Prayer Spring Pledge Drive on AM 1160 The Quest. You can call in at 470-508-1160, or you can log on thequestatlanta.com. Or if you don't have that app on your phone yet, you need to do that because you can donate right from there, the Quest Atlanta app. And anyway, so I'm gonna hand this off to Tony, I guess, at this point.
Yeah, that sounds good. No, okay. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. This is great. And just a reiteration, you know, we really... The whole point of doing this pledge drive here, if you enjoy Catholic radio, if this is the first time you're tuning in nationwide, because you might have that app, and that app is phenomenal. You can listen to it anywhere you have internet connection, Wi-Fi. It comes through crystal clear. The programming is great. This is an instrument that helps you along your faith journey. So please, please support the Quest 1160 AM here by calling in 470-508-1160. And again, I'm joined here with Matt, a fellow parishioner here from All Saints. I'll turn it to you, Matt, for a quick introduction, and good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Tony.
Well, hold on. That's my bad. I didn't have your mic on. Go ahead now. I'm sorry.
Good morning. Thank you, Tony. And yeah, I'm a fellow parishioner at All Saints. Tony and I met through adoration. I think the Holy Spirit introduced us. Tony came up and asked me if I'd be interested in co-hosting, and the Holy Spirit said yes. So... honored to be here, and then Tony told me our first guest was going to be Father Kevin Peek, and so really excited about that, and with that, I'd like to turn it over to Father Peek. Many of you know Father Peek, and if you don't, then I think this is going to be a great hour for you.
Good morning. Father Kevin Peek and I live at All Saints, but I participate in several ministries across the Archdiocese. Many of which it would be difficult for people to connect with, as you'd have to either have an airplane ticket, be in jail, or be sick in the hospital. but I do participate also at the VA and at St. Margaret of Scotland, and I'm an Army National Guard chaplain.
Well, thanks so much for being here, Father Peek. I know that, you know, this whole pledge drive has this theme of the power of prayer. And it was great to start off with, you know, the prayer from Megan. Let's dive in, because what I wanted to do is just talk about, you know, just that, right? The essence of praying and what does that mean? And sometimes we can, you know, be praying in the car, be falling on our knees in the morning and just, you know, going into a habit of prayer. But I wanted to take it back and let us all think collectively, you know, who are we talking to, right, when we pray? You know, do we ask ourselves that question when we go into church, when we go into Mass, when we pray for a meal? You know, sometimes we do things out of habit. But I would like to start things off there and just try to ask the question, you know, who are we praying to? And, you know, this is a rhetorical question for many Catholics, right? It might seem like, okay, obviously we're praying to God the Father Almighty, you know, creator of heaven and earth and so forth. But I just wanted to, you know, do we prepare ourselves enough in going into prayer, in silencing our minds and our hearts before we even thank you for a meal? And Father, I'd like to begin and kind of get your thoughts on who are we praying to?
Yeah, that's a great lead-in for talking about prayer. Mother Teresa would oftentimes talk about how she prepared for prayer and encouraged her nuns to do the same. And it began with just sitting and kind of visualizing the throne room of God. So what does that look like to you? Right. I mean, we can read about it in the book of Daniel. We can read about it in Revelation, several other passages of the scriptures. Jesus gives some descriptions along the way as well. But to sit and just envision yourself sitting in that throne room of heaven right before the throne of God, because in reality, that's where we are. That's where we live. We can't see it. I think St. Paul talks about the veil between this world and that world being so thin and just being ready to be pulled back. But that's where we live our lives. And to recognize, you know, to allow that reality to settle upon our hearts and minds as we come into prayer. And the other thing I would have to offer is, you know, that's kind of the very large God, so to speak. But Jesus also tells us in Matthew 7, you know, that God is our Father in heaven. And so he tells us to come and ask, seek, and knock, and just to, you know, open ourselves up and or as St. Teresa of Lisieux said, to kind of just jump into the arms of God and put our arms around his neck and begin to ask him for the things that we need as we would to a father. Yeah.
Amen. Amen to that. You know, and I want to bring it back to you, Matt. You know, I know that we met at, you know, All Saints, and I want to talk about reverence, and then I'll turn it back to you, Father Peak. You know, the Holy Spirit did talk to me. I was there, you know, in adoration on Wednesdays, and I saw you, you know, leading a couple of different prayers, you know, before and after. And I could feel reverence from, you know, the Holy Spirit saying, this is a brother in Christ who truly believes, who truly understands, you know, the presence of Christ in the Eucharist and that we're in the temple. And so let's talk about reverence for a second. What are some key, you know, for the listeners out there, we're all, you know, brothers and sisters in Christ trying to improve our prayer mindset, our repertoire. What are some of the things that really bring reverence to the forefront when you're kneeling down and in service in church?
Well, wow. So the first thing is, I know in the answer to a lot of my prayers, God tells me all the time that when I ask him why certain things happen, and he says, because you don't listen. And so we want to listen. We want to hear God, but our lives are so chaotic and there's so much going on, and our attention is so often distracted by worldly things. And so I think that's the first thing, is to try and put yourself into a place where you're trying to listen and shutting out the outside world and all the things that can distract us. I also am very fond of a quote from Thomas Merton, and when he was asked about prayer, and he said, well, the number one thing is put in the time. And I think for us men, that's a very, very good rule. You've got to put in the time, and we understand that. We understand about putting in the time, and sometimes you don't see the immediate results. And then another thing I did want to bring up about prayer is one of my favorite prayers. It's a very short prayer, St. John Paul II. Every night supposedly said, God, I've worked hard. It's your church. I'm going to sleep. And I said, if I can ever say that prayer perfectly, all three things, I've worked hard, it's your church, I'm going to sleep, that I've had a good day. And so when I get to the end of the day, I try to say that prayer, and I said, I'm not saying that prayer honestly. I've missed on at least one or two or all three of the three. Mm-hmm. And so, again, that's it. But I do find that God does speak to us and definitely speaks to me. It's sometimes shocking and surprising when he does, but it's always, just last week, he made me burst out laughing. He catches you when you least expect it and tells you some things. And then the one last thing I will say about prayer is, when it's about relationships. And I remember when a priest told me that once, I was like, my prayer is not about a relationship with God. I mean, I'm not there. It's all small talk. And well, but that's how most relationships start. It was a small talk. So not to discount that part of prayer.
Right.
So I think those would be a couple of my points on prayer for myself.
Absolutely. If you are relating to this conversation, or if you have been inspired by any of the programming on The Quest, we invite you to call in the Power of Prayer Spring Pledge Drive on AM 1160 The Quest at 470-508-1160. You can log on to thequestatlanta.com or download the Quest Atlanta app on your phone if it's not there already. You really need to have that there, and you can make a donation right from there. No gift is too large or too small. One-time donations are welcome, but you can also join the Quest family becoming a sustaining member by donating monthly. And that helps us sustain everything that we're doing here. And you will also become a Quest Coffee Club member by committing to a monthly donation of any amount. And you'll get one of these really cool, I've got pens in this one, but that's a pretty cool coffee mug, I think, you know? So the Quest coffee mug. So go ahead and call in.
That sounds good. Matt, I appreciate a lot of things that you said. And Father Peake, I want to turn it back to you on the issue of reverence. And, I like to make these sort of analogies. You know, oftentimes when we're growing up as kids, and, you know, I've had the privilege of growing up with some of your brothers and sisters, you know, here in the Atlanta area as an Atlanta native, we start to look at it, when we look at our parents, right, we maybe lose some of that reverence when we're early on, especially when we're teenagers, right? And then over time, the older we get, we begin to understand, right, a lot of the things and the reasons why our parents did something. Now, when we think about God, our Father, He is the ultimate parent, right? He is the ultimate all-giving Father, all-forgiving. And so that reverence starts to click in. And I think it's really important when we talk about the power of prayer is to be able to first, like, surrender your concerns, your, you know, worldly desires, and first begin by recognizing who is God. Now, the question for you, Father Peake, you know, it's easy to assume, and many people do, including myself over the years, you know, that you look at a priest collar and they think this is the most reverent person on earth. And how does maybe someone who isn't a Christian or maybe is a fallen away Catholic, how do you develop and begin to nourish a sense of reverence so that you truly have that power in your prayer that first says, your will be done. Here's where my heart is in asking you for something, you know, if you can please, you know, consider this. But how do we first, you know, master that element of reverence in prayer?
Well, that's a challenging question. When you reach that far beyond kind of the experience of the fold, so to speak, the you know, reaching out to the non-Catholic or non-Christian, you know, even maybe unbeliever. I think, honestly, strangely enough, as you were asking that question, it struck a chord with me to reflect on the 12-step programs. The 12-step programs, oftentimes dealing with, you know, well, always, not oftentimes, but always dealing with addictions, I kind of call the church Sinners Anonymous, right? We are a 12-step program, right? And there's much to be learned from the first couple of steps. The first one saying that, you know, I've come to understand that I am powerless over X, you know, whatever X is, right? Particularly if it's a sin in our lives. And then realizing that, you know, the only thing out there, the only one out there who can help me through this is God, right? That they have to turn to that higher power. They talk about a higher power, and eventually they're going to realize, and I, spoiler alert, right? Eventually they're going to realize that whatever they choose as a higher power, if it's anything other than God, it's going to fail them. Right. And so they'll have to go and reiterate and redesign and rediscover another higher power until they discover God. And that's really the journey of all of us with God, is saying, okay, whatever problem I'm having in my life, whatever sin is eating away and destroying me, I need God. Right. And so that brings us to our knees in a very natural way, sometimes a very painful way, but a very natural way that then opens us up to the reality of God. And, you know, I mentioned earlier, you know, to come to God like a father. I'm not ignorant of the fact that there are many individuals out there who have had bad experiences with their fathers. And unfortunately, whether it be their biological father or whether it even be a spiritual father in the form of a priest or a minister of any kind, and you know, having that experience then clouds one's ability to see God as Father, right? And so we kind of have to get over that hurdle as well. But to, you know, even in the experience of the negative, saying, you know, that, okay, maybe my father was abusive, or my father or this priest or minister did X, Y, and Z. There's something in that experience of even the negative that paints a picture of the positive, what we would want, what we would desire, what we would hope for, you know, the father that we all long for, in our lives, the leader, the protector, the sustainer that we all hope for in our lives. Well, that hope is realized then in God, and we can confidently put that upon him and approach him in that way. And I hope that gets to what you were talking about in regards to reverence. But it just, to me, reverence is coming to God with all due respect, and all due understanding and love.
No, absolutely. I think you made some powerful points there. I think that some of those points, you know, can be stumbling blocks, you know, for any Christian, for any Catholic that's out there where they have a bad experience, right, with anyone that is in that role, right, and they put so much trust and they have a bad experience. But it all shouldn't take away from the fact that there is a Heavenly Father that's all, you know, giving and all loving. And we oftentimes, you know, step into that relationship with Christ and with God with a level of hesitation. Is this going to be another disappointment? Right? Because maybe, you know, I believe in this particular, you know, person of the cloth, or maybe a person in the family that was a parental figure, stepfather, et cetera, that betrayed that trust, et cetera. And that provides what the devil wants, right? Which is, it's all the same. And the reality is, it's not all the same, because God is definitely fully divine as compared to us. We're human and fallible and broken. So, and looking to that Heavenly Father for that divinity, that endless mercy, is the game changer. And I think that as we kind of close off this first topic of, like, who are we talking to, I think that puts a nice bow on that. And I want to segue into, what are we asking for when we pray? And I think that is definitely worth, you know, talking about.
Absolutely. Let me just jump in here real quick, because we've got some people. You guys are doing great. we've got some. In fact, let me go down to the call center here, and there we go. So Christine from Marietta has donated. We also have Mark from Dunwoody says, keep up the great work, Matt and Father Peak. And then Dean, in appreciation of our priests. That's very generous. Amy from Atlanta, in honor of Matt Allen and Father Peak and All Saints. We also have Amy from Dunwoody. We have Dana from Atlanta. Lori from Roswell. All sorts of great donations here. Let me leave the... There we go. And we're all set there. So, and I just wanted to mention, too, that we've got adoration going. Right on the other side of this wall from the studio, we have a chapel. And in that chapel, during all hours of this pledge drive, we have adoration. And there are people, there are guardians in there right now. And if you have a prayer request, we can take that to the people in adoration. Maybe your child is away from the faith. Whatever the case may be, but we can offer that up in adoration. So please consider calling in with a prayer request or especially with a donation as well, 470-508-1160, or you can log on to thequestatlanta.com. Tony?
Yes. No, thank you for that. And great to hear the numbers come in and the callers come in. Thanks to everyone that's dialed in. I do want, I heard that there was a lot of Amy's, so thank you to all the Amy's that dialed in and made the donations. I also heard Dana call in, and I don't know if it's the one and the same, but there is a Dana at All Saints that's organizing, and I have to mention this because this is all relevant to prayer. There is 130 or 150 relics, first-degree, second-degree relics that are taking place, I think, towards the end of the month. You can get more information on this at allsaintsdunwoody.org. Pull up the latest bulletin, but...
Can I jump in here real quick?
Sure,
we also have that information on thequestatlanta.com.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Even better.
When I saw this come in, I don't mean to take your... to jump
no,
in
perfect.
Here to derail us, but I was... I'm like, wow, this is amazing.
Yes.
Wood, like, what was it? The largest piece of wood from the...
From the cross.
Yeah. St. Mary Magdalene, I mean... Relic, all these relics. I mean, it's just amazing. And that's on the 31st
right.
of March.
Yes.
And I know I'll be there with my family for sure. But I'm sorry, Tony, go ahead.
No, so definitely check out thequestatlanta.com for more information. And again, during this hour, we really appreciate all the donations. But that number again, 470-508-1160. So please, please, please help to contribute and support Catholic Radio in Atlanta. Great programs throughout the year. Let's take it back to the power of prayer. So we talked about reverence. Who are we actually praying to? And now let's take it to what are we praying for? And, I'll begin by simply saying that oftentimes, as humans, we have wants and needs, right? We have wants and needs as fathers, as employees, as managers, members of the community, members of the church. And oftentimes those needs can be driven by, earthly desires. And sometimes we try to... rationalize that this isn't really an earthly desire. It's kind of helping me be a better, Christian, maybe a better Catholic. We have amazing ways to rationalize many things that are in our hearts. Now, I think, the important question to answer and to be self-reflective here is what exactly are we praying for? And does it really reconcile with our purpose? We have just but a moment on this earth. Does our actions, does our thoughts... Does it reconcile to God's, kingdom, for here on earth? So, Matt, I want to turn it back to you and kind of get your thoughts on the element of, what are we asking for when we pray?
Right. So I think that leads me into my number one request when I'm praying is to soften my own heart. I think that's our number one responsibility is to save ourselves first. As fathers, a lot of times we realize that we have to take care of ourselves to take care of our families. And if we don't take care of ourselves first. So I think we have to pray to soften our own hearts. And for me, that's what's really led me into the Divine Mercy Chaplet. I see the rosary is a great prayer, and I'm not going to... I pray it every day also, and it's important. But it, to me, is like my relationship with God, which is a much more difficult thing to work on. But my relationship with everybody else around me that I run into every day... and I talk to on the phone, email, the Divine Mercy Chaplet really helps me there and helps me to soften my own heart and how I respond and how I interact with all those people. And because with each bead, I'm praying for a different person and saying, how did I interact with that person that day? And so for me, that's the number one thing I ask for is softening my own heart. We realize that God is not always answering the prayer in the way that we want to, but for me, the Divine Mercy Chaplet's been a miraculous revelation in the way it softened my own heart, and that's something I can see. And I said, "Okay, God, I see what you're doing here," and so that's been a great gift for me. So,
absolutely, Father Peak, your thoughts?
Amen. Well, you know, in response to Matt, there's two movies coming out soon, and I'm not going to name them because, first of all, I don't necessarily know the names of them and don't know that they're worth advertising necessarily. But one of them is a true story about a young man who kind of living the high life, and then he experiences a lot of personal tragedy. And through that comes to a much more intimate, deeper prayer life with God, and discerns a priestly vocation. And begins ministering to everyone else who's kind of living the rough life, so to speak. And just seeing that softening of the heart in his life through prayer and through that personal encounter with God. And that kind of is the affirming one. The other one is more, perhaps for me, more of a cautionary tale. And it's about some young girl. I don't think it's a true story, but it's about some young girl who believes in miracles, which we all should, and I do. But throughout the trailer that I watched, she's able to bring several people back, or several animals back to life, and several people back to healing, and whatnot. And I think that's the cautionary tale, because, you know, if we come to prayer with expectations of our will being done, of us kind of imposing our will on God, saying, God, I need you to do X, then, you know, and he doesn't, then we kind of set ourselves up for a disappointment and failure. Those two movies may impact a lot of people in the upcoming months. To me, it cycles back to what you're saying about, you know, just softening our hearts. I love, we're in the season of Lent right now. We're preparing for the holiest of days, the Holy Week, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday. Holy Thursday, when Jesus is praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he's praying, you know, he finishes his prayer with those very powerful words, "Not my will, but thy will be done." And kind of that when you were talking about, Matt, when you're talking about softening hearts, I was just kind of hearing that, "Not my will, but thy will be done."
Absolutely. No, that's great stuff, gentlemen. I do want to share the quote from C.S. Lewis, because I think it's relevant to what both of you both said. And I know that many have heard it, you know, being spoken before, but it's a phenomenal quote. I love it. And it basically goes like this: God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pain. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world. And it's so relevant as you journey through life, you know, from being a child to being, you know, an adolescent, a teenager, a young adult, an adult, whether it be, you know, a man or a woman, we go through different elements of heartache, you know, sometimes physical illness, sometimes, you know, emotional heartache. And how do we share that? You know, and it goes back to that expectation word that you mentioned, Father Peak, where oftentimes we pray for a solution. And I think in a very overly simplistic form, we oftentimes think of God, or can think of God, as like a genie in a bottle. You know, if I rub this magic lamp three times and I say these things, I should get what I want. And that's not exactly, unfortunately, how it works. Actually, it's not fortunately how it works, because like this quote says, but shouts in our pain, oftentimes that pain is needed. And it's a moment for us to wake up. It's a moment for us to maybe take a different direction so that we can reconcile what is the trajectory that we are on as Christians, as Catholics, and try to correct that path so that we can follow his path and not our path. And then, you know, Catholics are renowned for being bad at quoting scriptural passages compared to our Protestant brothers and sisters that are out there. But I do recall when Jesus is talking about how we should pray, you know, and he talks about, and I'm going to butcher everything, but he did talk about how don't let our just lips move and say idleness. God knows our hearts. He knows our desires. And then he says, pray like this. And then obviously he introduces the Our Father, and it's thy will be done, right? And when we go back to the theme for the second part of what are we praying for, is the element of what we are praying for reconciling to God's kingdom, you know, God's desire for us. And the key thing to recognize is that God has a desire for everyone that's out there listening today on the quest. And, you know, he wants something of all of us, and all of us have different capabilities and gifts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I was just thinking about something. When I was in college, we had a saying that said, all pizza is good, but some is better than others. And I think we could change that to prayer. All prayer is good, it's just some is better than others. And, you know, that the better you get at it, the more you will see. And a lot of times what I was thinking as you were talking there, Tony, is the way... Like what we may perceive as the problem may actually be the answer that God is giving us. So we've got to be open to realize God's will, thy will, you know, that we have to be open to that and see that, oh, wait a minute, maybe this isn't the problem. Maybe this is the answer to my prayers. So, and we're going to have to take a break here real quick. So on the other side, we'll be back with Tony. I'm going to mess this up again. Tony Yusita Velez.
Perfect.
Oh, awesome. I did it. And Matt Allen. And
perfect
Father,
again.
And I think I can do Father Kevin Peake. I think I got that one right as well. So, yeah, we'll be back in just a little bit here.
You're listening to AM 1160, The Quest, and this is our spring pledge drive, where the theme is the power of prayer. Keep listening for more stories of inspiration and hope through the power of prayer. After hearing these stories, if you're moved to donate, please call 470-508-1160. Go to our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Remember, The Quest is 100% listener-supported, and we rely on donations from people like you to stay on the air. We'll be back to the Power of Prayer Pledge Drive shortly on AM 1160 The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio.
That's the power of prayer!
There have been scared or hurting moms and dads who had an appointment for an abortion, but changed their minds at the last minute. Their minds were changed because of 40 Days for Life, a peaceful legal prayer vigil that reminds couples of the hope they can find in God's love. You can sign up for one or more hours at the next vigil, March 2nd through April 10th, at 40daysforlife.com/Atlanta. Find out more at thequestatlanta.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin from St. Luke's in Dahlonega, Georgia. I'm also part of Life Teen Hidden Lake in Dahlonega. You're listening to AM 1160 The Quest, WCFO East Point, Atlanta, covering all of Metro Atlanta and beyond. Listen on air or find us online at www.thequestatlanta.com any time of day. Embrace your journey. Join The Quest.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
Think of the most famous unplanned pregnancy. Mary, a poor unmarried teenager, accepted God's will for her life. Her unplanned pregnancy brought us the Savior of the world. Just as Mary said yes to life, the mothers of Tim Tebow, Beethoven, Nick Cannon, and JP2 all rejected abortion for their child. Yet all of them have impacted the world through their lives. To the families feeling burdened by an unplanned pregnancy, have faith in God's plan. All babies are made in the image and likeness of God. Let every child be born, for the birth of every child changes the world. Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
My name is Father Volodymyr Patricia. I am pastor at Mother of God Church in Conyers, Georgia, and here is a prayer for Ukraine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. O Lord, God of powers, and God of our salvation, look down with mercy and compassion on your humble servants, and out of love for mankind, have mercy on us and on the land of Ukraine. We, who are sinful and unworthy, pray unto you in repentance and with tears. Help us, O God, our Savior, and deliver the land of Ukraine. For you are the health and victory and salvation of them that put their hope in you, and unto you do we send up glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever and ever. Amen. Thank you so much for your support and thinking about us. Please continue just to pray. God bless you.
The Quest presents Mom Minutes with Cameron Frad from Among the Lilies.
I was at Mass a while back, and my child was about 3 years old, and I was trying really hard to keep them in the pew and quiet. You know how it is, ladies, right, when you're wrestling with little kids? Well, he was about to lose it, and he's like, I know, and he starts getting restless, and he starts, of course, it's a moment of, like, consecration, and he starts yelling, I know, it's Jesus! So my husband picks him up, Matt's running down the aisle, and my three-year-old is yelling, it's really Jesus's body and blood! Out the door. I was mortified. I go to apologize to the priest after. I'm praying. I'm like, oh God. I'm like, I'm so sorry, Father. Please forgive me. And he's like, no, are you kidding? You're a little guy. I need to apologize to you. That was the Holy Spirit. I've been praying, Lord, how can I teach my parishioners to know that it's truly you present in the Eucharist? So you may think that you're dealing with just a crazy wild toddler, but it could be the Holy Spirit working in and through him.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
The Vatican Exposition of Sacred Relics includes relics of the Saints Joseph, John the Baptist, and Mary Magdalene, pieces of the wood of the True Cross, and over 100 more. It's one night, March 31st, at All Saints Parish, Atlanta. Find out more at thequestatlanta.com. The Power of Prayer Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Make your pledge or donation by calling 470-508-1160. On our app, or go to thequestatlanta.com. Now back to the Power of Prayer on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
That's the power of prayer. That's the power of prayer.
And we are back. The Power of Prayer Spring Pledge Drive. I'm Dave Savage, the production and programming manager here at The Quest. And we are joined this hour by Tony Yucita Velez and Matt Allen, along with Father Kevin Peake. And we are so pleased to have all of you here. You're doing great, guys. We got a lot of great donations and pledges. Nadine from Dunwoody has called in. David from Dunwoody as well. We got Rebecca from Marietta. And then I guess we can't really give this one to you. Dorothy from Smyrna. Made a pledge, but she says it's in honor of Christine, Dottie, and Jeannie in the 8 and 9 o'clock hours this morning. So you don't get credit for that one. And then also Bob.
We still appreciate it.
Yeah. Oops, I forgot to turn your mic. What was that?
No, we still appreciate it very much.
Yes, man. Absolutely. It's just a friendly competition here. That's all it is. And also Bob from Roswell in honor of Matt and Jack in the previous hour. And then we're getting some anonymous donations as well, and all of it is greatly appreciated. And we need this just to keep this on the air, just to keep it going. I've mentioned this a few times already, just because you don't think when you turn on your radio, it like you just expect it to be there. You know, you expect the programming on the Quest just to be there. And I learned this just a few weeks ago, and I don't know if you heard me mention this morning. You got any idea how much it costs just for the electric bill to keep the transmitter going? That doesn't count any of the lights here or any of the computers or anything. Just the transmitter alone is $36,000 a year.
Well.
So we have some hard costs here. Wow. And if you want to keep the Quest on the air, you really do need to donate at 470-508-1160, or you can log on to thequestatlanta.com.
And we appreciate all donations, and we thank all of the listeners out there. If you're listening right now and this is really touching your heart, please, you know, send a text, you know, elbow somebody in the cubicle or on Slack or on Teams and let them know that, hey, listen in while they work so that they can also maybe tune in and know about the existence of 1160 AM The Quest. Mm-hmm. Now, Father Peake, you, Matt, and I had a conversation off air where you really had some powerful statements that really kind of built off of that part in scripture where Jesus is teaching us how to pray. So we talked about, in the beginning of this hour, reverence, who do we understand that we are addressing and talking to God? And then number two, what are we asking for, right? As Christians, as believers, as Catholics. But tell us a little bit about what you were talking about off break and share that with our listeners.
Yeah, we've kind of been building off of where Matt got us started with, you know, this softening of the heart, and just the forming and shaping and then empowering of that heart. And you closed us with bringing it back to the Our Father. One of the saints in the early church said that the Our Father, therefore, is the model of all prayer. That if whatever we're praying can't segue into some portion of the Our Father, if it can't attach or hang on some portion of the Our Father, then we're not praying right. I think it was St. Augustine, and he was saying just that's how rich and deep the Our Father is. But for me, the part of the Our Father that has always stood out are the thys, right? Hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done, you know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, right? Just that repetition. I guess I've always kind of had a little bit of the poet in me, and I just love that alliteration repetition there at the beginning. But it also is a powerful meditation for our prayer. And as I was saying, one of the things that strikes me, I've been thinking a lot and reflecting a lot recently on the three great temptations of the world, all through the centuries, all through humanity since the fall of Adam and Eve. The three great temptations have always been power, money, and pleasure. And they just repeat themselves and demonstrate themselves, manifest themselves in different ways in each generation. But those are really the three great temptations. And God gives us, you know, kind of countermeasures. He gives us antidotes to those things. And one of the most powerful is prayer, because in prayer we're getting reordered by God. We're getting introduced and brought into a deeper relationship with him, and we're getting reordered. But in those thys, you can kind of hear the antidotes, right? If I'm lifting up the name of God, then my power is meaningless. You know, it's not meaningless. It's now subordinated to his name and to his power, right? If I'm lifting up his kingdom, then my money is no longer, you know, owning me or driving me. It's building his kingdom. And if I am celebrating and seeking his will, then my pleasures, are secondary to his pleasures. It's just, that prayer keeps coming back and giving us the anecdotes we need to soften our hearts and be more like God.
Amen to that. Amen. And this is perfect segue into the third part of, you know, this outline that I've just come up with on how do we pray? You know, first is, who are we praying to? What are we asking for? And how do we pray? So everything that you mentioned is super relevant and topical to that. Now, Matt, I'm going to turn it back to you. You know, there's a lot of listeners out there and maybe different ages, backgrounds, et cetera. You know, the question of how do I pray when, you know, and then you can fill in that blank, when I'm a big time sinner, or when I've fallen so many times, right? And you know, there's a lot of fathers out there, there's a lot of husbands out there, there's a lot of mothers and daughters and wives, etc. There's also a lot of people that, you know, are seminarians out there that might be listening. What are some ways that you find to be super effective in answering, how do you pray?
So I think that goes to the question of, what does God want me to do? And I tend to flip that question around and say, what does the devil want me to do? And that, it's amazing how often that, and that's a business tactic, but it's amazing how often that clears up the question for me.
I'd never thought about that, looking at it that way. That's amazing. Yeah.
It's almost like a screw tape letters.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. And so, for instance, Tony walked up to me and said, would you like to co-host the Quest Radio show with me? And so, you know, what does God want me to do? Does he want me to do this or that? Or, you know, I've got to do this. But what does the devil want me to do? Does the devil want me to say yes? Definitely not. Say yes. So again, I think that clears it up for me a lot of times. And it's amazing how often that works for me. Just to say, because I do think over-discerning can be a thing, again, especially for us men. We want to be effective. We want to do the best thing, but we're so clouded, we don't see things as God sees them. And again, that goes to the softness of heart. That's, for me, is the definition of the softness of heart, is seeing things closer to the way God does. And once you've, once God's used you a couple times in those ways, okay, God, I want more. And but then, you know, God doesn't let us see his grace in action all the time. But a couple of times, all it takes, and you're like, okay, I see. And you just have to. One other thing I did want to say, though, it's less important about where you're at in your faith and that you're going in the right direction. Because the devil is not afraid of me taking big, huge steps. He knows I'll fall if I try to take a big, huge step and do some great, grand thing for God. It's the little steps every single day towards God that the devil is frightened of. And so I always say, you know, just try to make sure I'm taking that one small step every day towards God. And, you know, that's brought me to amazing places.
Absolutely. That's a great way of thinking it. And what I got from there, you know, for myself, and I, you know, I think that tactic is something that, you know, I've heard before, is the surrendering, right? Because oftentimes it's human nature to basically say, well, you know, what does, and then you hear that expression a lot, what does God want? Let me pray about it, see what God wants. But I think that's another way of looking at it. I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with asking that question. Obviously, that should be front and center in how we live our life. But looking at it from another lens, you know, is what you put on the table there, Matt. And I think it's very powerful because we need to reconcile what does my action or inaction, right? Does that please who? Does it please God or does it please the devil? But, you know, before I turn it over to you, Father Peak, I was just going to, you know, add some things that might help some other listeners out there. Maybe for some that maybe you're a fallen away Catholic. Maybe you are, someone that's not of any type of faith and you're questioning a lot of things and maybe looking for a place to call home. I think, you know, the how-to really comes in a lot of the things that we've already addressed, understanding that there's something bigger. Right. And that something more precisely, as you talked about it, Father Peak, is God the Father. Right. But in our journey of life where we failed multiple times, we can open up the Bible and see, has there been people of faith that have failed? A dime a dozen. Plenty of people that have failed, have come close to God and wanted to please him, but failed, you know, incredibly. I think the matter is being able to say, I know that God's mercy is bigger than my failures. In fact, God's mercy is bigger than the collective failures of all humanity of all time. And I think that's a realization that we simply oftentimes don't grasp because we tell ourselves, how can I come in front of the Blessed Sacrament? Or how can I go into this church when I have done this? And, you know, some practical things that I like to do when I'm feeling off my game is I go to and I do structured prayer, you know, which is like an Our Father, Hail Marys. You know, there's tons of different prayers that Catholics have, you know, to different saints asking for their intercession through the help of the Holy Spirit and in all reverence to God. And we're not praying to the saints. Another one is praying for others. You know, if you feel that you're off your game, then there's nothing lost when you basically start to think about others. And there's plenty of issues to pray for. You know, there's plenty of abuse, there's plenty of issues, there's plenty of poverty, there's plenty of heartache. And when you're feeling off your game, pick up, you know, your favorite prayer, quiet yourself, allow the self, the Holy Spirit, to truly put yourself into the mind of that other person that might be suffering, and then pray for them. And then you'll find that in doing that, you'll find that the life that you have maybe had some missteps on, you'll slowly, the Holy Spirit will correct you to the course so that you can now do some of the things that even Matt talked about right now, which is, okay, let me get back to a more fervent prayer or a more, let me ask things that are more in line with God's kingdom. But Father Peak, obviously prayer is literally part of your job description. What are some instruments on how to pray?
Well, you know, we've kind of talked about structure of prayer and using some even business models to help us with it, and I think that's powerful because again, God uses our own personalities, God uses our own understandings of life and whatnot to reach us and speak to us through those experiences and systems, and you know, one further model of that comes more from the church itself, and that is that there are four types of prayer. We talk about repentance, adoration, petition, and thanksgiving, right? And these can be named differently. They can be ordered differently. Some people use acronyms to remember them. The way that I just spelled it out to you spells the word rapt, R-A-P-T, right? Repentance, adoration, petition, and thanksgiving. And that's the root word of rapture, which, you know, the whole idea of being caught up, right? We pay rapt attention, we say, right? And so really that's what should be happening in prayer. We should be caught up in our attention in this conversation with God. And that happens also to be the order of the Mass. We start with the penitential rite. We move into the Gloria. After the readings in the Creed, we have our prayers of the faithful, the petitions. And in the Eucharist, we find that time of thanksgiving. And these four things, though, they can be taken out of the Mass and incorporated into our daily prayer just to give us kind of different experiences. I think most of us get caught in the rut of petition. You know, we're always kind of coming before God with our needs or our laundry list of what we'd like him to do for us and how we'd like him to do it. But remembering that there's three other types of prayer challenges us to expand in our conversation with God and in our relationship with our neighbor. Because as we reflect upon repentance, well, what are some things I need to ask forgiveness for? Who are some people I've hurt in my day or in my life? Taking stock of that, taking responsibility for that, and asking God's grace to be restored from that, and also to go now and restore whatever I can in those relationships. Adoration and praise, just recognizing God for who he is, not even associated with anything in particular that he's done for me. And then obviously thanksgiving, coming back and giving thanks. Like Jesus talks about the 10 lepers who were healed and only one of them comes back to give thanks, to acknowledge and recognize the things that we do have in our daily lives to give thanks for. So this is a model to offer as well for anyone who may be looking for a little guidance in that way.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Absolutely. Let me just jump in here real quick. I just want to remind everybody that this is AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio, and this is the Power of Prayer Spring Pledge Drive. And you can call in your donations or pledge at 470-508-1160. You can log on to thequestatlanta.com to donate there, or download the Quest Atlanta app on your phone. And I just want to remind people, too, that this is the quest is work that the Holy Spirit is already doing, and by praying or donating, you can become a part of that work that the Holy Spirit is already doing. And we're all called to evangelize, and the quest is a great tool of evangelization. Thank you. But I speak for a living too. So, but anyway, no, I just wanted to remind you. So, Tony, you were going to say something here.
Yeah, no, I was just saying that wrapped kind of outline that Father Peake talked about is beautiful, and it just made me really appreciate, you know, the beauty of one of the best prayers, you know, on the planet, which is the Mass, right? It's worship. It's understanding who are we addressing. The reverence that's in the Catholic Mass is beautiful. And you go to Catholic Mass in any country in different languages, the reverence is there. It's so powerful, and to be able to just surrender and quiet your heart has a mystifying effect. So if you're a fallen away Catholic, if you're not a Catholic, if you're curious about Catholicism, I invite you to, you know, be able to, you know, go to and stop by. Maybe, you know, in the last hour I was hearing, you know, some of the partakers of the host and the guests talking about meet you at Mass. Don't meet me at a coffee shop. Meet me at the Mass. And I think it's just a great way to be able to, you know, let's empty our hearts, let's empty our preoccupations and focus on God's divine will. So one of the things, I've just finished a great book called Overcoming the Evil Within, and one of the obstacles for prayer is doubt, fear, anxiety, right? Because we get, you know, Matt, you talked about we're so busy, right, in our life, and that we don't really give time to the Lord. And I just have to read this one part where it says, you know, we might say, and it says in quotes, I could never reform my life even if I wanted to. But God says, what is impossible with men is possible with God. That's Luke 18:27. And I think that's, you know, a good, you know, closure to the fact that it doesn't matter where you are in life. You might be sitting at the top of a spiritual mountain where you feel like you're in control. And I think many of us have been there, or you might be in a valley, right, of darkness where you feel like you're just being cornered and being afflicted by many different types of temptations and strifes and anxieties and fears. Never turn away from prayer, because God is all giving and always omnipresent in our life. I do want to thank, you know, our guests, you know, today, Father Peak and Matt, and sharing the floor. We are going to have a second hour coming up here at the 12 o'clock hour, you know, until 1 o'clock. We do want to, well, Father Peak, this wouldn't be a good pledge drive entitled The Power of Prayer if we didn't really have a prayer to finish us off. So,
amen. Amen. And I just want to add one thought, that when you were speaking of the Mass, I do offer Mass for the individuals who support the quest and for the work that's going on here. So you will be remembered in Mass before the altar of God, remembering that, you know, Jesus Christ is the revelation of the heart of the Father. Paul tells us in Romans 5 that while we were yet sinners, he came and died for us. He came and put it all on the line for us while we were yet sinners. And therefore, while we're trying and striving to get back up, how much more will he be there with his love and mercy? Let us pray. Lord God, thank you for the ways that you repeatedly show us your trustworthiness, your faithfulness, and your love in our lives. Help all those who struggle to see this and to know this, to have a shed of a ray of light, of hope and understanding in their lives this day. And for those who do see it, may they be that ray of light in the life of someone else, particularly through the work of this radio station, through its ministry and through its impact. We ask this through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
AM 1160, The Quest, WCFO East Point, your Atlanta Catholic Radio. Welcome to the Spring Pledge Drive, where our theme is The Power of Prayer.
In this episode of Behind the Quest, we'll examine the effort made to make sure you're plugged in and know what's going on locally here in the Atlanta Archdiocese and even in your local parish. How does the Quest keep our listeners plugged into things happening locally in the Atlanta Metro?
I'm Kathy McCormick, and I'm the marketing manager here at the Quest. What's great about Catholic Radio is the way it can extend the local Catholic community. You know, there's so many wonderful things going on in the Catholic parishes and schools in the Archdiocese of Atlanta. It's nice to have parishes kind of be able to know what's going on next door in a way. Some parishes may not have the opportunity to offer a Lenten mission, but the parish next door might. And so you can go to that, and having that all on the community calendar. So the radio has a unique way to promote everything from fun runs to Lenten missions.
You mentioned the community calendar, which is a great way to stay plugged into what's happening locally. Can you tell us more about that?
We have a community calendar on the website. By going to thequestatlanta.com and clicking on events, you can find the community calendar, and listeners can find out about what's going on, programs being offered, national speakers coming in, that kind of thing. So it's really the local Catholic radio station can build that community here, which is nice.
So if we go to the community calendar at thequestatlanta.com right now, what's an example of something we'll see there?
The Relics March 31st, happening at All Saints. And that's something that is a national kind of a pilgrimage. Father Carlos is coming and brings these relics and travels around. They come here and there, you know, they come once in a while. And it's nice to have that available to us.
Yeah, and if it weren't for the Quest, we might not even know about it. Looking at the calendar on thequestatlanta.com right now, I see the Sacred Relics on March 31st. It's a teaching and exposition of sacred relics. Over 150 relics are going to be there, some as old as 2,000 years. Among the treasures are going to be relics of St. Joseph, St. John the Baptist, St. Mary Magdalene, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Thomas Aquinas. There's also going to be a fragment of the veil that belonged to Our Lady and some of the largest remaining pieces in the world of the wood of the True Cross. That is amazing. You can find all that information at thequestatlanta.com. And I'm sure there's plenty of other local information there as well.
We promote what the Archdiocese of Atlanta, the Chancery, what they're putting on, the different things. With the Eucharistic Congress, there's Starve Wars, which is a service project that happens Friday morning of the weekend of the Eucharistic Congress, where you can come and make sandwiches. And I think this year they're partnering with St. Vincent de Paul to serve the community.
So all of that is information you might not know about if not for The Quest broadcasting it and posting it on thequestatlanta.com. When you support The Quest, you support your local parish, your local community, as well as the Archdiocese of Atlanta. Lori Marchuk, who does our donor relations here at The Quest, what would you like to add?
We use those donations just to better our programs and reach out to the community, because we have a lot of outreach through our parishes and through different ministries, the Knights of Columbus, pro-life ministries. I mean, you can go on and on about the different ministries we try to partner with. So it really is about joining a community of faithful Catholics and even non-Catholics, though, just bringing them to our Lord as believers.
Thank you all for sharing your thoughts and stories for this episode of Behind the Quest. Be sure to call in with your donation at 470-508-1160. Or you can do it online at thequestatlanta.com or right from your phone. Download the Quest Atlanta app to make your donation today. And now back to the pledge drive with our theme, The Power of Prayer.
That's the